Welcome back to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and I'll be here Monday through Friday bringing you a daily dose of inspiration, business tips, and stories that you may not have heard from women that I think you need to know. So let's dive into today, shall we? Hello, hello, hello. Oh God, I am stressed. I am put in a situation in my life where I am between two people who are at odds with each other, calming one person down, turning around and calming the other person down, talking one person off a ledge, turning around, talking the other person off a ledge. And it's exhausting. And a lot of what is coming up is, you're wrong, I'm right. No, you're wrong, I'm right. No, you're wrong, I'm right. And people are being malicious and vicious. People are being defensive. People are saying things they don't mean. People are being cruel. And it's nasty. And I hate it. I really fucking hate it. And it stresses me out. And it makes me want to crawl in bed and never want to get out, to be totally honest, because it's a lot. Now, whether or not I should be involved in it is another story, and I'm not getting into it, so don't even try. My point is, what I say to them and what I keep thinking myself is like, why does it fucking matter who's right? You hurt my feelings when you did this. Well, no, I didn't hurt your feelings. That's not what I meant to do. It's like, couldn't we just be kind and say, oh, well, I didn't mean that, and I hear what you're saying? If someone says, you know what, I don't like that you do this, it's so dumb. Okay, do we have to be rude? If someone says things like, you know, I hate that you act that way, I don't, you know, want you around, I don't want to be around you anymore. Is that kind or is that threatening? You're not acting the way that I am dictating you to act, so I'm giving you an ultimatum? You know, in every situation in life, whether it is a romantic relationship, a friendship, a family situation, something with work, in all interactions with people, there are going to be situations that you have to take a look at yourself and your own 50%. Someone can do you wrong and you can still have something to apologize for. Someone can do you wrong and you can still show up listening to their side, right? To me, that's the ultimate test of self-awareness, is if somebody hurts you and you can say, what's my part of this? Now, that can go too far as well, and that's where self-awareness does come in handy and come into play, because we also don't want to be walked all over. However, if somebody acts out and lashes out, the answer is not, you're wrong. The answer is, you're wrong, and I don't love that response, and I would ask that you not respond that way anymore. And also, let me take a look to see if I provoked that in any way. Let me see if I responded well. Let me see if I contributed to this situation getting worse. And a lot of times, we want to be right. I think that's a very natural inclination. I think it's a very human response to want to be right and correct. And a lot of times we hide behind the word boundaries as a way of saying it's my way or the highway. And we as humans do need to set boundaries, but we also need to create humanity in the sense of, like, are you threatening somebody with an ultimatum under the guise of holding a boundary? And this is something that I'm simply sharing because I'm ruminating on it as well. And it's something interesting to think on. Do I have the answers? Do I have all the answers? No. Am I getting everything right through this, you know, brainstorm with you? Maybe not. But I do think it's an interesting thing to think about. And it all comes down to one question. Which do you want to be, right or kind? Do you want to be right or do you want to be kind? Are you able to relinquish being right at times to be kind? Are you able to say, okay, if you say so, in order to inject kindness? Because sometimes in an effort to make sure we are being right, we destruct someone else's self-esteem. And in an effort of being kind, we hurt our ego, but we inject kindness into the situation, right? So who gets hurt? Your ego or their self-esteem? And I think that it's harder for us to hurt our ego than it is to hurt others. And if it's way easier to hurt your ego, good job, you're human. Or if it's way harder, I think I said that right. If it's way harder to hurt your ego, then great job, you're human. However, can you do the work to take a look at what you're protecting within your ego? What makes you feel safe? What makes you feel valued and worthy? And why is being correct so attached to your worthiness? Again, this is kind of a brainstorm. I'm not necessarily saying this from any perspective outside of this is something I can't stop thinking about by being in this difficult situation. And so I'm sharing it with you about the difference of being correct about someone or their actions or their belief systems or being kind. So I leave you with that, and I hope you have a great day. Before you go, do not forget to rate and review and follow this podcast. It really helps a girl out. And while you're here, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to check the show notes for any materials or links or even some special goodies. While you're at it, make sure to follow us on Instagram at The Daily Hype Podcast. Follow us as a team at Team AP Consulting, or follow me, your show host, at Ashley_P. See you next time.